It's interesting, Mara Mekaymis. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, my lote yodos piv gedoyim yodos eid. So Rashi's lashon is a little ambiguous. Rashi says, mehechi teisi lon the medek. The teisek adayte the tehe yodos paldin yodos piv gedoyim yodos eid. To Israel, the time of the Meda Mikav Achayra, don't they have those big Gedayim? Rashi sounds like he's saying pretty much like the Ritva, no? That the Kasha is that why would I ever have a Havamina to say otherwise? Meche Tesei, not sure. Tesei is Havamina Meda, the Tesei got Daite, the Dos Piv Gedayim.
It sounds like he's leaving it open. It sounds like both interpretations could be put into it, no?
I know, just the ending. Sounds okay. Anyway, Rashi.
It's Mashma from Rashi. The alternative is that the alternative would not learn from the Kalvachomer.
Right. Okay. Anyway, it's not clear. I don't know also the beginning of Rashi's Lashon. Mehechi teisin on the medek. And I go, those are just the extra words, the tasek adaita. He should have just said, mehechi tasek adaita to the heil dos piv, gedoyna. That's just mehechi teisin on the medek. I don't even know what those words mean. Mehechi teisin on the medek. Did teisek adaita. What does the medek mean? Mehechi teisi lan the medik, did teisi gadaite. No, in other words, you can just for sure hear the word a medik. You shouldn't say mehechi teisi gadaite. Okay, I'm not sure. Rashi is just a little unclear.
Isn't the phrase mehechi teisi a standard phrase in Shas or in the Rishonim? Mehechi teisi, it's a yeshivish phrase. Mehechi teisi.
Okay, well I don't know what this is. Lan the medik. What does that mean?
Maybe from the fact that Hudos Piv is Machayev the Shvuah itself. And we don't have a Makor for Edom, so maybe that itself makes it look like Piv is talk about her.
Medic Lan the Medic did Taysik Adaite.
Like how you do it.
Okay,
there's all the basis to assume that, no?
Does the Ritva help us?
I don't know. So let's look at the Risha. So we have here, if you saw on the sheet, there's basically, it looks like there are two different approaches, even though there are three shitas on this sheet, but there are two main shitas and two variations of one shita. The Ritva learns, let's read the Ritva, Ma'ayinot ha'adot pi'v gizom yodot ha'edim b'kav ha'chomer, pirish lama hutzrachnu l'kav ha'chomer, u'me'echen lo'yisi sober dativ adot pi'v yodot ha'edim, k'pirish Rashi. In other words, Kasha is on why did Rav Chiya need a Kav HaChomer? Even on a Kav HaChomer, I would know this then. The Shita is learning Shat. Geisha Akshas, Michael Maksha, because of Omer Kiyuzet, Davka. Chigdomi Pim, Hildos Pim. He's really asking on the Ritzvah's Shat that, of course, you would have a Havamina. If you don't have a Kav HaChomer, the Pasuk only said it by Hodos Piv. So how would you extend it to Edom? Sounds like a great Kasha on the Ritva. I don't know the answer to this Kasha on the Ritva. In other words, the Ritva is saying that the Gemara's Kasha is why you need a Kav HaChomer. Of course you need a Kav HaChomer. The Pasuk only said Hodos Piv. And you want to extend it to something completely different. If I cared, this is a case of Kaifer Hakol. The guy's Kaifer Hakol. Except that they're Edim. The Torah went by Kaifer Hakol. The Torah said, you don't swear. The Torah never said anywhere that Edim does swear. The Torah says, Ma'edim and Mixas swear. This is
why is it so obvious that you can't go from Modes and Mixas to Kaifer Hakol, then?
You could, but you need a Drasha.
Maybe you could extend Modes and Mixas.
What?
What's stopping learning from Udzim Mixas to Kofar Hakol?
You ordered that. That's what Rav Chiya did. He did learn from Udzim Mixas to Kofar Hakol.
But without Edom.
Kofar Hakol, we know it's Potter. That's not in.
And it's so, and we know Bavadi, there's no way we could ever have a self.
That's not in the discussion. Even going to Rashi.
How do you know? How does everybody know?
No, that's not the Gemara's question.
But it could be part of the background, though.
Gemara's question is, why did Rav Chiya need Kavah Chaimer? Everyone, Kavah Chaimer Hakel is Potter. I don't know how we know. I don't remember. No, either because...
I mean, it could be. It's Potter, but not in a way that would tell you.
It only said Kiyuzet, and when we made it, we know Kofar Hakel is Potter.
But not by Edom. Maybe Haguf, but we know Kofar Hakel is Potter specifically.
So that, how do you... But this is a case of Kofar Hakol. Now Kofar Hakol intrinsically is Potter. Now you added a new ingredient called Edom. So where does it say anywhere that Edom is Mechayev Yehoshua? Terez says you want to learn out from Edom Bemixes. So that's a drasha. This is not a case of Edom Bemixes. This is, you're just saying that logically it has, just like Edom Bemixes, is Mechayev and Shua, it's like you're being Dairish time at the Grah.
No, just Achiv Mamon, Achiv Mamon of the Mitzas is Mechayev and Shua, another Mitzas. Who cares how you got there?
Okay, but that doesn't what the Torah said. The Torah didn't say that Moedem and Mitzas is Chayev because Achiv Mamon the Mitzas. The Torah didn't say that.
Said it's
the Torah said a fact. Moedem and Mitzas is Chayev, Kofar Hakol's Kater. Now you have a new case of a Kofar Hakol with Eidim. This is a brand new case. Now you want to go ahead and say your Derech time at the cross. So they say, why is it that Moedem Bemixas is Chayiv and Kofar Hakol is Potter? So you say, you know why? Because when you know that there's a partial Chayiv, that somehow or another is Mechayiv and Shua. Oh, so that's the case. So who then, if we know that there's a partial
Chayiv? Why is that a question?
And we also know there's a Chiyuv Shua. So that's called the Kavah Chaimer.
But why can't you just say we see
the Kavah Chaimer? That's what it is. That's a drasha.
Why can't you say
we see the Torah? Rebbe, is the alternative of not saying there's some Svara to Modem Mixas is that the distinction between Modem Mixas and Kofar Hakol is like there's no distinction.
There is a Kassav. I don't know. I would assume, if it was up to me, that Kavah Chaimer is one of the Yud Gimel Midish HaTorah Nidreshes. But we said already that this Kavah Chaimer here is really not, Kavah Chaimers aren't even logical. Because we said at the end of the day, this Kavah Chaimer is not logical, because it's a tremendous Pircha, because of the Svara of Ashtamut Nekom Ishtamet and other Meyers, whatever, at the end of the Gemara. So Kavah Chaimer is a special din. Without a din of Yud Gimel Midish HaTorah Nidreshes, but so I would assume that there's a rule that we're not Dairish Time at the cross. So therefore, I ask you a question, why is Moedem Bemixas Mechayev Shua and Kofar Hakol and that? I don't know. Maybe, who knows? I'll make up a million svaras.
Why can't
you? So therefore, now you have a Kofar Hakol with Edom. That the reason why Moedem Bemixas is Chayev Shua is because there's a quasi chiyuv, and then you're applying it to Kofar Hakol.
Why is that doing?
Don't make Darish Chayev the Krah, and don't say that's the reason. Say the reason is for some zeres akasif. Moedem Bemixas is Chayev for some reason which I don't know. And that reason only applies by Moedem Mixas, and you don't have it by Kofar Hakol.
Why is that Dorish Time at the Krah?
Kofar Hakol and Edom also don't have it.
Why is that? We see what the Torah did was the Torah said that when you're Chayev Bamon in the first half, you have a Chayev Shua for the second half. We say, it can't be that.
You need, who said that's what the Torah did?
Of course you need a drasha
for
that. Ilecham, you need a drasha for that. But once the Torah said that that's the case, that is what you're Chayev on the first half, you get a Shua in the second half, then we say, well, it can't be that Piv is greater than Edom. Therefore, it's obviously the Torah said achiv. I mean, the first half, b'sama means the second half. Why the Torah decided you chayv a shvua when you get nailed in the first half? We're not trying to answer that question. The Torah did it, so who cares why the Torah did it?
The Torah said because you're nailed in the first half. Maybe it's because of Hodor's pit.
Maybe it is
something about because you spoke.
I want to say language because we see the Torah said that someone chayv the first half is chayv second half. Zahu, that's what we
say
see.
That. The Torah said by the mixes. It's all the Torah said.
The Torah wants to extend.
You're going ahead and you are offering Hezber to the Torah. All I see is the Torah said, Maidim and Mixes is Chayiv, Kaifer Hako is Patim. You know what? If in my logic, I don't see the slightest difference whatsoever. So what, John? Xavier Zakosev, for some reason, Maidim and Mixes is Chayiv. Right? Just like the Gemara comes out at the end, it could be millions of Sfarah because there's a Shtamute. Because his last chutzpah, I don't know. There are many possible svaras. The Gemara itself says svaras. Why Moedim and Mixus is chayiv and Kofer Hako is potter? Because he ain't other may is in Shemut they call Mishtamit. But
what's the Dorish time of the
Rav Chia, I'm saying even without the Gemara is knowing that svara of Rabba, but even before you, it could be. We don't know. That's I didn't know Rabba. But I don't know what the svara is. The goof of the
pudding
is that Rabba came up with a svara.
Yeah, but so I thought Rebbe was okay
for Rabba.
To minimize the Xeris HaKosim.
But we know there's a possibility of a svara. We just don't know what it is.
I thought Rebbe last week said it's okay if we want to like minimize the Xeris HaKosim. So it's better to understand that the Torah is saying that if we end to be high for the first half, then you have the second half, then things wet this wild years ago.
And to extend to the din, that's called, I always thought, maybe I don't have the keys, which I probably don't, that that's called Dairish time in the Krah. When you go ahead and you find the din in the Torah, and then you explain it, you give a logical explanation. And then you go ahead, based on your logical explanation, you go ahead and you extend the din or you minimize the din, right? Either way, that means you're using, you're going ahead and being Dairish Time in the Krah. The other way of saying it is that we don't know, where we admit that there could be many, many possibilities, maybe like Rabba, and if not Rabba, maybe something else, and I don't know. And therefore, I'm not allowed to add to the Torah without a drug. Now, the Yud Gimel Midas Shatarnit Reshes, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you Rishus to add. This is, he said, I spoke in code, and this is what I mean. But if you don't have a Yud Gimel Midas, if let's say there'd be a Pircha on the Kal V'Chomer, so you don't have a Kal V'Chomer, and there's a Pircha that's on a Mamatzi, you don't have a Kal V'Chomer, then you can't learn it out. I, logically, it's probably the same. Who told you? I'm under the impression, and maybe I'm wrong, and maybe that is what I, you know, the answer. That's why. But the way I was under the impression,
he's assuming that
you can't do such a thing.
And Rabbi is assuming that if you have the din already, then you can't be Dorish Haima of the din. But here, I'm saying, if you have a choice, how to understand the din, we have a choice of which, how to understand it.
Well,
be Dorish Haima of the din. We're choosing the more reasonable option, as that is the din.
That's called Dorish Haima of the din. That's called Torah time to grow. You think the more reasonable option. The Torah didn't say, I don't know what the reason is. Maybe the reason is
the two options. What the Torah said.
Rebbe, if you're kofer of coal, then you argue if you're kofer of coal, you're bichloma assigned mona. You're kofer. If you're kofer of coal, it's bichloma assigned mona that you're being kofer mixes. So I'm not so sure that the necessity of distinguishing between kofer of coal and kofer mixes. Maybe like hechrich is.
Yeah, but the reason is the reason you see Rabba came up with a svara that by being maida ben mixes, the action of being maida does something. So
that's the rule. That's again. Well, I'm not sure.
Rabba's a letter
of the Rabba is the maskana. Rabba is the maskana. Rabba is the maskana.
Rabba is the maskana.
There's no, but again, Rabba is an answer.
Are they yelling now?
Rabba is saying that when you're more mixed, it's more of a tzad mishtame.
But I'm saying that before Rabba was, he gave the svara, but before Rabba, there's a structure The structure is that there's a that some reason for some reason X. When I learn them, look at the Torah, and I see the Torah, and I say, why the mix is I say to myself, there's some reason X that I do not know why Moedim and Mixes generates a chiyuv. I say Rabba's structure without Rabba's Torah. I say, listen, obviously there's something about being Moedim that generates a chiyuv. What's this? What is it? I don't know. Now you come along and you bring Kofra Hako with Adim. Well, that's a completely different situation. Well, this, it has the same active ingredient. I don't know what the active ingredient is. You know, I go in and I buy a medicine, and the medicine works. And then you give me another medicine. I don't know what the active ingredient of the first medicine is. They both look the same. They're both red pills, pink pills, blue pills. But I don't know. That's called Dairish Taimer Dekra. And the proof is in the pudding that is what really happened when Rabba came along. So even before Rabba, it's very logical that we would say structurally, we would say there's some structure like Rabba. We say, I don't know what the svar is. It's something about Moed HaMikzvos that generates a chiyuv. So and that is, I believe, what the Shita is asking. The Pasuk only said Kiyuzah. Kiyuzah is talking about Moed HaMikzvos. Where in the world are you going to go ahead and extend it to Moed to Eidim with Kofer Hako? Terence says you need a you give him a midrash a Torah and a treasures bar, so you need a gavachaymer. To me, the Ritva is I don't understand. I think that's a I think what the Shita is asking is a very very strong kasha on the Ritva. I the way I always learned, you know, the yud give the way that yud give me this work you without a yud give me this that's called a we don't know. If I ask you. You know, you're going to go say it like this. The Torah went ahead and said, Chazer's Osir. So why is Chazer Osir? Well, probably the reason why Chazer's Osir, the only reason I can think of is because the pig plays in the mud. So now I have another animal that plays in the mud that's also Osir. It's the rich time in the grow. Why is Chazer Osir? I don't know why Chazer's Osir. How come the Torah made Chazer Osir and didn't make cows Osir? Must be because cows don't play in the mud and Chazer plays in the mud. I don't know. They say, why does the Torah say Moedim Mixes swears and Kofer Hako doesn't swear? Must be because Moedim Mixes is high partially. Who told you? That's called Dairish Taimer Dekra. I can come up with 50 other reasons. And the Meda, you need Edomai, you need a Drasha. So when the Torah gave Yud Gimel Midrash, a Torah and a Drasha, so fine. So then you need a Kava Chaymer or a Mamatzino, I don't know, but you need something. But so what's the Gemara's problem? So Rav Chia needed a Drasha, so he makes a Kava Chaymer. I think that's what the Shita is not so clear either, but I assume that's what he's asking.
How do you split that between asking on Rabba himself? Why is he Dairish time of the Krah?
You're allowed to be Dairish time of the Krah when there's not, you know, without making halachic nafkaminas. You're allowed to give a timer to the Krah to make the time to turn the chinuch also Dairish time of the Krah. And you know, that's a sarim our Dairish time of the Krah. But there's no, we don't base halacha on these halachic nafkaminas. We
didn't Rabbi have a hekruch to say as far?
Also, he had a kasha. Also, yeah, right. That's true too. But the Rashi, he had a kasha. It should be Meshav Aveda or Migui. Also,
maybe according to Rashi, that depending on how we touch up Rashi of Meshav Aveda, you could say that the problem with just saying chok, where the Torah said that motive of mixes is chayiv, is its lehepik. I'm saying if anything, motive of mixes shouldn't be chayiv. Is anything being motive of mixes is less of a reason to be chayiv a shvua. So,
okay, but that's a kava chayiver.
Is it therefore we meneu bay taich up because lahepich meneu bay in the din of motive mixes klapi kofer a kol because lahepech it should be less of a reason to be chayav a shvua because of mutar mikzas. We gufa in svara teich up like the Gemara says davdal all if you have tachashuva. Right, you have Taina Chashuva, that's the reason for which you
Taina Chashuva,
and the other party is New York Kibishak.
I just still don't think you're allowed to do that. You got it. The Torah is, and well, you don't know what the answer is.
It could be if the alternative is Paraduma, then that's not true. Even if you just accept the Dina Torah says Moto Mixes, if Moto Mixes Adarabba, it's an Eshav Veda, then Meherchuk, you have to teach up the Din.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. Is that what Ritva is saying? You know, that's very costly. I don't say that. But Brianama Hutrakava Khamer Mehekin Hoizi Sover, the Diva does Bimba does Aidim.
The Ritva is not addressing, and to clarify, the Ritva is not addressing for what reason we typed up in the first place the spora for which Murdoch Mixes is Chayav Shvua. He doesn't address that. And I'm addressing the reason for which we don't.
Yeah, okay, but that's the main thing because you.
That's not the main
thing. He's
explained the Gemara's question. What's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is why would Hodas Piv be better than Hodas Edim? What do you mean? The Torah only said by Moto Mixes? Oh, because we goofa touched up the Torah to.
Okay, I hear. Like the Gemara, okay. If you like it, fine. I think it's
Rebbe saying. Is Rebbe saying there's a machlokes? Is Rebbe saying there's a machlokes Rishonim? And did Rebbe teach up what that machlokes Rishonim is?
I do not know. I suspect that there's a machlokes Rishonim in Klale Adrush, and I suspect. I mean, Shamir is arguing with me, but what can I do? But I suspect that even though this is a very zaitik dekasuya, this is a very yisaitis. There's a yisaitis dekamachlokes in Hilkes Klale Adrush. Between the Ritva and the Shita and this Mari Abuav. And also I know the next person is the Rashbats in the Shita Megubetas. The Shita Megubetas holds that if you find something in the Torah, you're not allowed to go ahead and give yourself, you have a logical hesber for it, but it's not mukhlof. So you know, because it couldn't, we don't know what the hesber is. For all we know, there's some illogical hesber. For all we know, with Ein Darash Hayma Dekra, me is based on, predicated on a thing. The concept of Ein Darash Hayma Dekra is predicated on that we're a bunch of amaratsim. It's like you know nothing about medicine, so you're taking a pill and it's blue, and that's all you know about it, that it's blue, and now you're going to start applying it to another pill. Okay, well, if this pill works, then that pill should work. You realize that you are such an amaratsim, you know nothing. So how can you know what's the underpinnings and what's causing it to work? And then you can't extend it. So that's what the Shita Mikubetas is saying.
Right. Because on that sheet, on that sheet, on our tesis that Rebbe introduced, the last line of that tesis, the Yesh Loimar, the Ki Hu Zeh, is Gzeres HaKasuv. The Shita seems to have that step at the beginning, and Tesis seems to be working that step out, that there's a Svara or Gzeres HaKasuv on Kaifer HaKol. So if the other Rishonim are goofing in the same thing as Taisus and Rashi, so that's the difference. The Taisus seems to be saying, V'yesh Loimar, at the end of the whole Taisus, now I figured out the Taka Kaifra Zong is Xeris Akasa. Before that, I thought it was a Svara. So if that's so, then there's a Svara is going back and forth. So of course they didn't know that. The Sheet of Mekubetzis is going in a Pasuk.
I don't think the Lashon of the Gemara is Mashma, that they always knew that Kofra goes Pasuk. The Gemara is not asking, how do I know Kofrat goes Patsy?
It's
not asking that. So somehow or another, they knew it. Taisus has a kasha. Where did the Gemara know it from? Okay, I don't know how the Shita answered that kasha. I don't know how the Ritva answered that kasha. But I don't believe that the Ritva or the Shita were denying that the Gemara knows, Rav Tia knows that Kofrat goes Patsy. According to Rashi, the whole kasha is that it's a Meshav Aveda. It means that they know that Kofra HaKol's Patsy. According to Taisus, the kasha is Migli, so they know. The Gemara obviously knew Kofra HaKol's Patsy. How did they know? That's an interesting question, but that's not what they're discussing.
If it's a Svara, if it's a Svara, then.
I don't know how they knew. It's
a Svara. It's a Svara. Then it's okay. Then it's. That makes sense. That's the next thing. If it's a Gzeiras HaKasuv, then in the Chanami. But if it's a Svara, that kind of called Pata because ain't other mayors, or it's a Svara, so then we can see the movement, right? So just,
why does Rebbe, like, I don't know that either. Somebody okay. said Kaifer HaKos Pater. Well, the mixes is Chayiv. You don't know why. You don't know why Moda mixes is Chayiv. How can you go ahead and extend it? I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see how you can go ahead and extend it to Aiden without a drasha. It's not the case that the Torah was Machayit. I don't know. In other words, Taisvas, I understand you would, because since there's a problem that you should have a migui, so it's a raya that Kaibrak goes higher because otherwise it'd be a migui. But I don't know, without a drush or something, you don't just you can't just come along and make something chayiv. That's right. What it sounds to me is that the Ritva disagreed with this premise, and the Ritva seems to be holding a tremendous, what I think is a tremendous kiddush, is that even without Yud Gimel Midah Shatar and Nidreshesba, you're allowed to use your common sense to expand on the Torah. You know, there is a certain logic. You don't need your Gimel Midah Shatar Nidresh Ba. I thought that we look at the Torah, we say Hindar Shanda Krav means that we say we're Toto Amaratsim. We're like a 3-year-old who's going to the doctor, to the pharmacy. We don't know anything about medicine. We don't know anything about anything. Our logic is worthless. The fact that to us, one medicine and the other medicine look the same is irrelevant and immaterial, and unless you have a clear Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nidresh as well, you cannot learn it out, even if it's very, very logical to you. It seems to be the most logical thing in the world. You know, if this little pill works, then a big pill for sure works. I don't need a Kal v'Chomer. It's like logical. You think the doctor gave me a little pill. The little pill is going to solve the problem, so that big pill won't. Of course, it's the big pill, Yesh B'Klal Masayimana. The big pill is bigger than the other pill. It's bigger and it has a nicer color. So of course it's going to work.
Rebbe, so, a lot of times the Gemara the Gemara says lomli cross farahu is mashva. Yeah, we can, that if something's basic, we can use our seich. We don't have to.
I don't agree with you. I'm sorry. The Gemara says lomli cross svara when the whole din is svara. But over here, maida b'mixus is not svara. If we never, there's lomli cross svara is if the first din is svara. If it's svara on the first, then you don't need a pasuk for it. That I understand. But Maida B'mixus is not Svara. No one without a Pasuk, no one would have ever said that Maida B'mixus is Chayav Shvua. So you need a Pasuk to teach you that Maida B'mixus is Chayav Shvua. Once you need a Pasuk, so I'm under the impression, what can I tell you? I was under the impression that goes into the gather of Ein Dairish Shaima Dekra. Once you need a Pasuk, then we don't know what the logic of the Torah is, because we're a bunch of Amaratsim and we don't understand anything. And therefore, if you want to expand on the din, you need a Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nidreshes. What it sounds like, and the answer to the question that was asked, is that the Ritva doesn't agree with that Yisai. And the Ritva holds that you're even without Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nidreshes, you're allowed, once the Torah says something, you're allowed to expand on it. You're allowed to use your logic. Because like someone said, maybe Shamir said, you don't want something to be a paraduma, and therefore you're allowed to use your logic, and you don't need a drasha. You give me the shatar nidresh as well, right? Now, Kamina would be if, let's say, we had a pircha koldahu, whatever, which kills, or the nafkamina would be that there's a better nafkamina. There's halachic nafkaminas. Things that I learned from Yud Gimel Midas are not the same, right? We learned in Suvis. Call me cash at that job on the Tana Kish because the Kish would be a mic and a memoir. So Rashi brings Rabbis of Sharashi, Kish Bekaspa is Kedush and Drabana. Why the Drabana? Because it's Yud Gimel Midas. Yud Gimel Midas is only Drabana. So everyone jumps on that because, you know, we kill her. But the Maisa, the Rambam says the same thing. The Kedusha Kesa Sayyidraban. So there seems, you see, according to our boys of Sharashi, things that are learned from Yud Gimel Midas are more nagel than things that are written explicitly in the Torah. You're allowed to do Afkir Rabban and Kedusha Minei on a Yud Gimel Midas, and you're not allowed on something written befresh in the Torah.
Doesn't the Rambam also say that the Yud Gimel Midas are deraisa?
Yeah, but he says,
that's not really Rashi.
Rabbi says you can read this at your Rabbanan and say for a mitzvah. They don't think I count it in the
mitzvah, but he says it within the Raisa, though.
Yeah, I understand. Obviously, they get it in the Raisa, but there's some kind of kula. They get a kula that you could say, I could, Afkir Abban Kedushim, the Prima Garden says there's a kula. And if you have two mitzvahs come at the same time, one of the Taryag mitzvahs, and one is only Yud Gimel Midas Shatar Nedresh, then you're supposed to do the one that's written Beferish in the Torah. So there are some kulas in Yud Gimel Midas. So I'm saying maybe there will be an Afkamina of Halacha that according to the Ritva, you don't need Yud Gimel Midas for certain things. You can learn if it's plain, poshut, common sense, black and white common sense, and you don't need Yud Gimel Midas. It's as if the Zohar wrote it beferish.
This is like still helpful.
Wrote it beferish because it's Hainu Hach. It's Hainu Hach. If the Torah said, if it says in the Shulchan Aruch a fork and you use a spoon, it's Hainu Hach. It's not a drasha. It's not a, you don't need it. It's the same thing.
Does it make sense out of Rav Chiya anyway? Why did Rav Chiya have to say it that way? Why couldn't Rav Chiya just say that we need a Kal V'chomer according to the Ritva? Why do you need a Darish time in the Kra in order for Rav Chiya to get his point across? It's like a little funny.
I didn't follow you. I'm not saying Rav Chiya was Darish time in the Kra. I'm saying the Ritva question is Darish time in the Kra, not the Gemara. The Gemara
is bothered by the way Rav Chiya said his statement was, why did Rav Chiya say it in such a funny way? He could just say,
Rav Chiya said it in a funny way. He didn't say it in a funny way. Rav Chiya made a Kal V'chomer. Kal V'chomer is one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatar Nedreshes. But Rav Chiya was very good. Rav Chiya made a drasha to get his day. That's what the Shita Megubetzah says. That's what he had to do. There's a pasuk of Kiyuzak. The pasuk is only by Moed of the Mixes. If you want to extend it to Edim, then you need a drasha. What's a drasha? Kal V'chomer. Maybe you could have used Mamatzino too, but a Kal V'chomer is a super Mamatzino. I don't believe anyone would ask, why'd you say Kal V'chomer? You have a Mamatzino.
Why not? Why
the other Rebbe says that.
That's what Rebbe is saying. Why isn't that what
the Rebbe actually says that in the Kuvitz? What we just said.
Why can't we read that into the Ritva?
He means that you should make a mamatzino.
Yeah, he says below. But I can't make a mamatzino that I need
a kavachomer. He could have made a mamatzino.
The other the thing says the feirish.
Who
says the feirish? The other ritva in the kuvitz, the pseudo ritva. He says, "But my taste like a dite no merachi below your finum it does piv the itzrich kavachomer."
That doesn't say you need a mamatzino. Well, I don't believe it's such a kasha because once you anyway needed a drasha. And now you have a choice of two drashas. So then you're not allowed to use a better one. Kal V'chomer is a mamatzino a plus. It's a stronger mamatzino. It's a mamatzino. On a mamatzino, you're allowed to ask a pircha kaldo. On a Kal V'chomer, you can't ask a pircha kaldo. So I don't believe that the Gemara would have asked such a kasha. You need a drasha. And you have a choice of making a better drasha or worse drasha. Why'd you do the better one? You could have done a worse one.
So how does Rebbe understand?
But you didn't need to specify.
That Pshat in the Ritva is that we don't need a drasha altogether. And
that's what we're challenging.
What? Right.
That assumption. We're challenging that assumption.
Right, okay. because you but I don't know. But where do you? I like to know if someone says that. We have a disagreement. Okay, so let me just summarize what the disagreement. In other words, you want to claim and that the Ritva is asking that hey Avada, you need a drasha. And without a Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nidrashas Ba, you can never carry it over. The Shita Megubetas is right. There's a Pasuk Gekiyu Zeh, so how can you carry it? Except that the Gemara is asking, why did Rav Chiya have to come out to a Kal V'Chomer, which is extra work? He could have just used a Mamatzinu. So I say, to me, that's a very funny question because a Kal V'Chomer is better than a Mamatzinu. So
It still doesn't justify the extra statement in the Braisa. There's no reason for him to say, me Kal V'Chomer. Those words are extras.
Okay. The Kal V'Chomer itself was slugged up, which the Mamatzinu should not be slugged up.
I don't know. Rav Chiya obviously didn't think the Kal V'Chomer is going to get schlugged up.
He's an alternate Kal V'Chomer. He's a Kal V'Chomer from Eid Echa, the Gogol Shvua,
feels that he has a good Kal V'Chomer.
From Eid Echa and Gogol
Shvua. A better drasha than a Mamatzinu. So if that's a kasha, you need a drasha. So, you need a drasha. So why did you use... what would be an example? Why'd you use your better one? You could have used your worst one.
What forced you to come onto it? Your lotion is much more. I need that. What is forcing you to come onto it?
Nothing, but I have to come onto it. I might as well use the better drasha.
As a separate question, at the end of the day, are you having a Kal V'Chomer or a Mamatzinu at the end of the day?
I just don't know. I don't see the Ritva saying, make a Mamatzinu. He doesn't say that. And even the Ritva that Aaron Hertzberg quoted, I didn't hear him saying, use a Mamatzinu. I didn't hear those.
Well, how does Rabbi understand the Lo Yalfinu Medos Piv?
Read me those words, please, again.
Yeah, perish. The mashma d'ilav Kal V'Chomer have a salka daitin that the havi hodas piv gedola, but amai tisek a daitin nomer hachi below yafinin me hodas piv the itzrich Kal V'Chomer.
Yeah, but it could be yafinin without a mamatzina, yafinin with logic. That's what I'm saying. I'm learning Chad in the Ritva holds that there are three things. There's logic, mamatzina, and Kal V'Chomer. That's what I'm learning Chad. And there has been, I'm claiming, okay, we disagree, okay. I'm claiming that there would be, no one would ever ask the question that if you use the Kal V'Chomer, why did he use the Kal V'Chomer? He should have used a Mamatzinu. Because once you anyway need a drasha, Kal V'Chomer is a better drasha. Kal V'Chomer is not slugged up with a pirka kaldo. So you put your best foot forward. You put a Kal V'Chomer. Why use a Mamatzinu when I can use? I want to say a din. And Rav Chiya is trying to give a shir. He's trying to convince people that his din is right. Kal V'Chomer is stronger. It's a stronger proof. It's harder to schlug up a Kal V'Chomer. So he has a choice. What?
Yud Gimel Midas and Yud Gimel Midas, and as far as being stronger, it comes onto a Matzad anyway, so it's not strong. It's not true. It's not stronger. It's a Matzad. It's not going to be stronger.
He said Kal V'Chomer. He didn't say Matzad.
It is. The Gemara concludes it's a Matzad from a starting.
So the Gemara, you're saying the Gemara's
from a Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara's not arguing Rav Chiya. The Gemara is not arguing Rav Chiya.
The Gemara's cash is based on some Gemara layer that says Rav Chiya didn't mean
Matzad. The Gemara's explanation later is the ultimate.
Okay, but that's not the Gemara.
The Gemara is only asking for what reason did we need Kal V'Chomer?
Okay, because the answer is because Kal V'Chomer is better than Mamatzinu.
But it's not in this scenario. It's not. If it has tuma lamdim, that's not shula halacha. It has, you have.
I don't know. He has tuma lamdim yet. So then you're
on. The Gemara knows what the kavah chomer is. The
okay. You're not gonna. You know, I'm a stubborn person. You're not gonna convince me that the Gemara is kasha.
Other Rabbi Mematzino is better. Mematzino is better. Other Rabbi Mematzino has one malamid. You don't need.
Okay, maybe ain't nothing. The Gemara would have asked this kasha. In a blot from now, maybe I would be agreeable. But to walk in at this point, we're under the impression that Rav Chiya is a Kavah Chomer. He said Kavah Chomer. Pashasur is a Kavah Chomer. It's not like it's obviously not a Kavah Chomer. Pashas, he did say a Kavah Chomer. Pashas Edom is better than Odas Pit. The Mara says it's better by Knas, whatever. So he's saying a Kavah Chomer. So then what's the problem? See, because the Gemara is based on later on that they fall off the Kavah Chomer, so then the Gemara is out of order. So I don't know. Okay, so we're getting bogged down. Let me make sure I go back to it. But
it's one step. In the reading of Reb Chiya, we were saying that it's not a difficult reading. Why didn't Reb Chiya just say, Kavah Chomer mehodos piv? Why is this extra line here? And that's what the Gemara is.
That's right. That is 100% a good shot. That is exactly what the Shita learns. The Shita has two pshatim, that the kasha of the Gemara is not that why did Rav Chiya need a Kavah Chomer, but the kasha is on Rav Chiya's lashon. That's a machlokes between the Shita Mekubetzos and the Ritva. The Shita Mekubetzos and the Rashi does sound pashtus like the Ritva, though it's not clear. Rashi's not clear. The Shita Mekubetzos learns that the Gemara's kasha was, of course, Rav Chiya needed a Kavah Chomer. We have nothing against Rav Chiya. We're just saying that Rav Chiya was too wordy, his language. There are two different pshatim. The two pshatim are different. His words were misleading. His words implied there was some kind of havamina. Whereas there was something about the words that Rav Chiya said that we don't like. But if Rav Chiya would have left out those words, we'd be fine. Even though he says Kavah Chomer. That's what the Shita.
How does the Gemara answer that question? If that's the pshat on the question, then what's the Gemara's answer? And I don't know.
The Gemara's question is because he was implying that because he knew Rabbi Sarah. That's what he was trying to because he implied in his word that there's some other Svara because he knows Rabbi Sarah.
It doesn't. You're still stuck with the question then, because then he's timing. Then no, Rav Chiya is being darsh and timing the kra.
Not being darsh timing the kra. Rav Chiya is making a Kavah Chomer. Kavah Chomer is not darsh timing the kra. Kavah Chomer is one of the yud gimel Torah nidreshes ba. That's legitimate. The Torah said, "Pshat of yud gimel midah Torah nidreshes ba is the Torah said Hakadosh Baruch Hu spoke in code." And one of the codes is Kavah Chomer. I would say, in my crazy Ashkafa, that even when you have a Kavah Chomer, if I come and ask you, what's the reason for the Torah? I don't know if the reason that we gave in the Kavah Chomer is the right reason. Any Torah time in the cross. But the Maisa, you'll have to make a Kavah Chomer. Because the Kavah Chomer is one of the Yud Gimel Midah, Shatar Nidreshes.
You could be saying he only needs the Kavah Chomer because of Rabbah, who was Dervish the time of the Krah.
Because Rabbah wasn't Dervish time of the Krah. That's why only reason why he needed a Kavah Chomer. He said that you have to know what the Diak was. There was a Diak in the Lashon. That's why he needed the Kavah Chomer. That's not what the Shita says. Shita does not say that. That's not what he says. He said that the Diak in Rabba's Lashon, in Rav Yechiya's Lashon, that there was a Svara the other way. So what was that Svara the other way? He didn't say it. That's the only reason why I needed a Kavah Chomer. They never said that. He never said that.
The Svara the other way is because of Darish time the Krah.
Not because of Darish time at the Krah, because of Rabba. Rabba said it's Svara the other way. You're allowed. You're allowed to say as far the other way.
Rabbi, why does Rabbi Chiya have to recognize the Svara the other way in order to say a Kavah Chomer? It's just Rabbi Svara.
Doesn't need to. No one said. I know. I'm sorry. Rav Chiya made a Kavah Chomer according to the Shita Mekubetzos. Rav Chiya made a Kavah Chomer because you need a Kavah Chomer. Period. since the Torah said ki hu zeh, but he says in the beginning, the Torah says ki hu zeh, and the pasuk is only by moedim and mixes. You want to extend it to Eidim, you need a kavah chomer. No shaila. With Rabbah, without Rabbah, irrelevant, immaterial. The diak is that it happens to be that Agav, Rav Chiya said, implied that I don't hold the Rabbah's svara, whatever it is. So I don't hold of this other svara that's floating around. There's some diak in Rav Chiya's lashon that he's making an additional statement. So we wanted to know, what is that diak? But that's not why he needed the Kal V'Chomer. That's the Shita says B'Feirish. You need the Kal V'Chomer because there's a Pasuk of Ki Hu Zeh and you're going against a Pasuk of Ki Hu Zeh, period. End of reason why you need a Kal V'Chomer.
Well, if not for Rabbah, there would be no Shaila of what's the Kal and what's the Chomer.
No. Without for Rabbah, we wouldn't have needed to say this line of Shalot Dehei. And Rav Chiya would have said Kal V'Chomer without Shalot Dehei. That's all the Shita is saying. Rav Chiya was too wordy.
Isn't it true that according to Rabbah, that the Kal V'Chomer is the other way? I don't know.
I don't care. It's not relevant. without Rabbah, you would have still needed a Kal V'Chomer. And Rav Chiya would have made the exact same Kal V'Chomer with Rabbah or without Rabbah. That's what the Shita says. It says it's the Feirish. It's black and white in the Shita. I'm sorry.
Rebbe, just one point I want to get clear. For what reason is Rebbe presuming that it was Pashit and his initial Pshitas to the Gemara that there is a Kal V'Chomer? And then the Gemara, Pashit Shad, the Gemara asked a very basic pirk on the Kal V'Chomer and the Maskan of the Gemara on Gimel Beis. So I'm not... to say that there's Pashit, there's a Kal V'Chomer here from Piv.
I didn't say it's Pashit. You're going back to your mammoth scene of chat.
Correct. I mean, the Haina Rebbe is saying that, well, the Gemara just understood there's a Kal V'Chomer. Who said the Gemara ever just understood there's a Kal V'Chomer? The Gemara.
I don't see that. I'm sorry. I just don't see that in the Ritva that he's saying because it's a bad Kal V'Chomer. I don't see that.
Not because of being a bad Kal V'Chomer. Just why are we coming on to this? Why are we?
We have it.
Why are we coming on to the Kal V'Chomer that the Gemara?
I have to go. I have to drive from my house to Yeshiva. Right. I happen to own two cars. I have a Cadillac, which I don't, but okay. And I have a Volkswagen. So I drove to the Yeshiva. I drove in my Cadillac. You're going to have to ask you, why did you drive in your Cadillac? You should have driven in your Volkswagen. Because I had that Cadillac. I used my Cadillac. But that's a Gasha. I don't know what kind of Gasha it is. I went eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I like my Cadillac. I use a Cadillac.
Kal V'Chomer by definition is not a Cadillac. It depends whether it's one Malamed or two Malamed.
But they didn't say that yet.
That Gemara is not being quoted for as being a Kal V'Chomer.
Okay, but I don't agree that the Gemara's Kasha is predicated on the fact that they're going to say later. And it's not a good Kal V'Chomer. Min hastam, till you say otherwise, Kal V'Chomer is a Cadillac and a Volkswagen.
Again, Kal V'Chomer with a Pircha is not a good Kal V'Chomer.
It doesn't. I don't know that there's a Pircha.
But it's not a Kal V'Chomer. It's not a part of the definition of a Kal V'Chomer that it's better than a Mamatzu. That's not a chelik of the definition.
If there's no Pircha, then it is better.
No, but it's not part of the. But it is not by definition. Once it's not by definition better than the fact that Ritva says, why does he add the additional step of Kal V'Chomer is not a question.
Okay, we can. We can agree to disagree. I think that if that's what the Ritva meant, then the Ritva should have had to speak out that because it's not a good Kal V'Chomer. But since the Gemara as of yet has not said that it's not a good Kal V'Chomer, anybody like me who doesn't read the Gemara later, who reads the Gemara now, assumes it's a good Kal V'Chomer. If it's a good Kal V'Chomer, then you assume that the Kal V'Chomer is better than a Mamatzinu. Right? That's the assumption. You got a choice between a kal v'chomer and a mamet sigma. So you, well, I have a kasha. This is a kasha. Why'd you drive? Why'd you drive in yeshivas in your Cadillac? You could have taken your Volkswagen. You could have taken your bicycle.
The language of good and bad kal v'chomer is not really act.
We're going on circles. But I don't say it's a bad kal v'chomer. You say it's a bad kal v'chomer.
It's not all kal v'chomers are kal v'chomers. Just one might need a yochiyah and one may not need a yochiyah.
Hey, so the Gemara doesn't know yet that this is a bad kal v'chomer. If the Ritva would say that the Gemara means that knowing the fact that it's a bad kal v'chomer, fine, then I would have a problem. If you want to add words into the Ritva and say the Ritva means since this was a bad kal v'chomer, so why do you have to come out to a kal v'chomer? I don't see him saying that. That's chaser. He doesn't say that. And he shouldn't assume that everyone knows that because that's later in the Gemara. So I'm not ready. Okay, so let's summarize because we're getting too many arguments. So the question is like this. There's two approaches in the Gemara. There's the Shita's approach and the Ritva's approach. The Shita's approach is that the Gemara's kash is, it's very nice, Rav Chiya made a kal v'chomer, beautiful, but we're just bothered by something in his terminology. He spoke too much, he used the wrong words, whatever. Is there something wrong with the way he spoke? Okay. The Ritva's problem seems to be that he shouldn't have used the kal v'chomer. So now we have a disagreement. I disagree with the guys. What can I do? What did the Ritva want us to do instead of a kal v'chomer? So Rabbi Shamir and Rabbi Gold, they want to say that the Ritva means that you should have made a mamatzinu. And the mamatzinu is easier, it's better. Okay. I don't agree because I don't think that's a normal question. Because a kal v'chomer is better than a mamatzinu, usually. So you wouldn't ask such a question unless you explain why over here the mamatzinu is better, which is chaser. They didn't do that. Okay. So Shamir says, no, it's self understood. If you read the Gemara later, the Ritva assumed you read the Gemara later, and the Ritva, that you know that this is a fluky kal v'chomer, and he doesn't have to spell it out because he's not talking to Amaratzim who didn't read the Gemara later. Okay, maybe. I think he is talking to Amaratzim because he's talking to me and he didn't read the Gemara later. Okay. So I thought that there's a tremendous chiddush in this Ritva. The chiddush is that the Ritva holds that avada a kal v'chomer is better than a mamatzinu, but there's something better than a kal v'chomer and better than a mamatzinu, that it's hainu hach. It's just logic. It's when the Torah says, when you see Shor, you see Hashem is Aveda, it says Kitira, Kitira, what's a Pothic, or a Precantina. It says, if you see your friends, what's a Pothic?
Shor Chamar, is that
it? Says, okay, so it mentions a Shor, let's say. So let's say your friend doesn't have a Shor, he has an elephant. Oh, you need a mamatzinu for that. It's the same thing. That's what I'm saying. The Ritva is learning that there are certain cases where it's so similar that you don't even need a mamatzinu. And it's halachically better than a mamatzinu.
Elephant might not be domesticated, so it could be different.
What?
Elephant might not be domesticated.
So okay. So not domesticated. Okay.
That's the whole schmooze, no? By the heavier animal, 4 or 5 times as much. You say, that's not the schmooze?
Okay, I don't know. Okay, don't get me in trouble. Anyway, so it would still be somewhat daichik because to me, it's like, this is, it's one thing you say, a Torah said a horse, and then you say a cow, a horse and a cow are the same thing. This doesn't sound like the same thing. But that's what I would thought, that the Ritva, there's a tremendous chiddush in the Ritva that not that the Ritva meant you should make mamatzinu. That's what I thought. The Ritva means that you don't need even one Yud Gimel Midas. This is mamish teraisa. It's on a higher level than Yud Gimel Midas.
That's Rashi's lashon.
I don't know about Rashi's Rashi.
I think that's what Rashi says, that all those words to say that's mamish hainu hach. Where in the world do you ever think it's different? What's the svar to ever?
I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. I'd rather just say I don't know what Rashi is doing.
Yeah, but can I take one more angle with the Ritva? That the Ritva is using the Gemara's lashon of shalotei hodas piv gedola, and he's saying he sees that as a statement saying that therefore we can't use a mamatzinu, and therefore he's explaining the Gemara that the Gemara is saying, why are you telling me that a mamatzinu doesn't work over here, and how are you telling me that? You're telling me that by saying shalotei hodas piv gedola mahadas eidim. Why would I think that the mamatzinu cannot be done, that you have to come out to kal vachomer? So he is using a little bit the lashon of the Gemara for the question.
I don't know. I didn't read him that way. I don't know. You're saying that diva, and therefore you can't make a mamatzinu. If you say a diva, you can't make kal vachomer either.
Oh, apparently we are. The Gemara will explain what that diva is, and we'll still say the kal vachomer.
But who? How does he know that it's adifa?
That's the lashon of the Gemara. The lashon of the Gemara is saying that it should not be adifa. Yeah, once it's adifa, you can't do a mamatzinu. But somehow the kavachomer, you see the Gemara is saying that we'll still be able to do it.
So what you're sort of trying to say is that what you're doing is, you're making the Ritva like the Shita, really. That he
closer, at least, definitely closer.
His basis is based on the Lashon of the Gemara.
Yes.
And Rashi.
I think Rashi
would
be the same.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I really don't know. I don't know. No, you're there. Okay. Anyway, I think I'm gonna. It's as I said. It's. I don't really think I should spend more time. But there's something interesting. It's like you know. Whenever you have a machlekes rishonim, there's always something interesting. So there is a definitely machlekes rishonim here. The Ritva and the Shita are arguing with each other, and the Chayra. And as you say, like Sandy there, but either, so Pashas are arguing. So. You have to understand what is the underlying cause of the machlokes. That's really what we have to understand.
Okay. Are we ever going to get to Rabbeinu Peretz?
I don't know.
Rav Hirschler's notes on the bottom there?
I don't know. What does he say?
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, it's not on regular achas.
I thought we were
supposed to do Rabbeinu Peretz tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, but I sent out the sheet, so.
I know, I saw that, yeah.
So okay. What was Rabbeinu Peretz about again?
It's about another pshat in a pshat in Rashi based upon this Rosh Shiva of Hirschler. I'm not sure who he is.
A pshat in Rashi, and which part of Rashi?
Shabbos Aveda.
Okay, so we want to get to Hashem Aveda. We didn't get to Hashem Aveda yet.
Okay, all right.
So we'll get to the Ezer Hashem, you know, the next day, you know, that's Sunday. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow we should do Hashem Aveda, the next Rashi. Yes. The next.
One thing in the Ritva, it seems clear, is that the Ritva himself is saying that he fits into Rashi, but Rashi's not saying exactly what he's saying. Now, isn't that what he says? He says, "Nuk tapir Rashi," meaning Rashi fits in with what I'm saying, but Rashi is not. It's not clear from Rashi.
How do you know he's not clear from Rashi?
Because he wouldn't say "Nuk tapir Rashi" the way he says it. It sounds like he's saying, like he's not saying this is shot in Rashi. It just fits in with Rashi.
No, he is. I don't know.
Nuk tapir Rashi. No.
I don't know. You have to go like be a Bucky and Shas to know what the "Nuk tapir Rashi" means.
Sandy, I'm just a little unclear with Sandy's latter mahalach. Why do we need the why is the Gemara to be asking further that why we need the kal vachomer? Why doesn't the Gemara just why doesn't Ritva learn and the Ritva and Rashi both learn just like the Moreno Harav brought in the Shita? The Gemara just brought out the language. Shalot tehe is mashma as if there's a tzad that it would be tehe. The
Arsh is asking, what is that sod that it would be? Why is that? Why did it go to the next step in asking on the Kal V'Chomer itself? Why we need the Kal V'Chomer? Maybe you need the Kal V'Chomer, but the language of the Gemara itself is Mora. The language of the of Rav Chiya is Mora. Is if there's something within in Hodas Piv, the Taku is Gedol Mehodas Eden that we're coming to the exclusion.
Okay, I hear. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to stop. And so tomorrow, okay, Rabbi Meltzer, you'll forgive me. So tomorrow we'll go to the next Rashi. Meshavet, he said, Rabbi Paris, very good. I'm all set for tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Yeshikayach, everyone.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, take care. Okay.